Unit 6. Listening 2. CAE Part 2. Sentence completion.
We've all seen images of the TV hypnotist who manages to get members of the audience doing outrageous things in front of the cameras. Shy accountants doing Elvis impersonations, or reserved librarians declaring their love for items of furniture. But there is a serious side to hypnotism, and a history. Born in 1733, the Austrian physician Dr. Anton Mesmer moved to the French capital in 1778 at the age of 45, taking with him a revolutionary new healing method. Mesmerism was based on the idea that each living body contains a potent therapeutic force which he called animal magnetism. Mesmer claimed that he, or any other trained individual, could control this force to cure a range of conditions, including deafness, rheumatism, and even paralysis. His success had members of high society flocking to his dimly lit rooms for treatment. Surrounded by astrological symbols decorating the walls, patients were told to sit in tubs of water, while Mesmer used iron bars and other gadgets to harness their magnetic force and effect a cure. At a time when anaesthetics were unknown to medicine, mesmerism was used by some early 19th century practitioners to relieve pain during operations. The word hypnotism was first used in 1841 by the surgeon James Braid, who defined mesmerism as neurohypnology, or the science of sleep. In fact, it was the Englishman Braid who first used the familiar swinging watch to hypnotize his patients. The watch may seem something of a cliché, but it does serve a practical purpose. Imitating what happens when we dream, hypnosis causes the left brain, the side associated with logic and reason, to switch off, allowing the right brain, the side of fantasies and imagery, to take over. To achieve this, hypnotists get the left brain to focus on something monotonous, such as the swinging watch, often accompanying this with a low, droning voice, the typical, "Your eyes are getting heavy. You are falling into a deep sleep. A very deep sleep." Many other aids have been used to hypnotize people, though, including chloroform, magnets applied to the head, or magical symbols painted on card. Once the right side of the brain is in control, it will respond to the hypnotist's suggestions in a dreamlike way, treating everything he or she says as if it were true. Hypnotherapists claim that by making suggestions in this way, they can do such things as cure insomnia or encourage patients to lose weight. Apparently, people can be made to believe that chocolate tastes of petrol or that beer smells of rotting food. Of course, this type of treatment has its detractors, skeptics who say it is the person's existing decision to change and not hypnotism that has the effect. However, it is now widely believed that hypnotism does have its place in medicine and is especially effective with illnesses that have a psychological basis, stomach problems, skin disorders and chronic headaches, to name but a few. Some of these problems may have their origins in childhood, and age regression, when the patient relives their childhood, is another area of hypnotism.